Welcome to episode 10 of the Soda Pop Podcast. I'm Mark.
And I'm Lainey.
And today we'll be talking with Dr. Tiffany Bostick-Brown about UNA Opera's production Starry Night. So first of all, thank you for meeting with us today.
Of course.
So tell us a little bit about yourself before we start asking questions.
Well, I am the director of vocal studies here at UNA, and I'm also the director of opera and musical theater. I'm a mom, and I'm a performer, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm. So, this production is a collaboration of a lot of different departments. So, what was your vision in creating this as the first, official collaboration between the School of the Arts departments?
For several years, I've had sort of an aspiration to collaborate with different areas. Several times I've tried with ARP. We were all so separate and all very busy. And now that we have the School of the Arts, we just have this venue and this avenue to really communicate with each other and understand each other's needs and what we're doing and when. It was harder to know when somebody was, having an event or those sorts of things, and what was the appropriate time to really try to get things together. And now with, with the School of the Arts, it's just been a lot easier to have help communicating. I'm super excited. It's not just one. It's not just, art. It's cinematic arts and it's photography and fashion merchandising. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if I answered all that. But
yeah, you did good. So I know for a little bit at least, there's been a lot of other departments that want to collaborate with other departments but haven't been able to. Do you think that Starry Night will kind of be like a Kickstarter that can help help them see that they can cooperate with other departments and make, productions like this?
Yeah, I hope so. Part of why I chose to do, or I've always wanted to collaborate, is that sometimes we just get, for my students, they get very compartmentalized in what it is that we do. We're all very busy in what we're doing, but art has this way of speaking in many different kinds of ways, particularly opera. There's costuming art, there's fashion, there's art, as far as design, and there's singing, and there's music, and, all these different things. And so I feel like it will help them broaden their minds about what their music is for and what they want to communicate and the different avenues that they can be a part of. I hope it will inspire other people to work with, because it's been really great to talk to these other faculty that I normally never, ever see. So. I hear about them, but I don't see them.
And this collaboration is really awesome and, different for the School of the Arts. So how do you think that these future collaborations that we might be able to get from this production can benefit the School of the Arts and the university as well?
Well, I think anything that will bring attention to or vision to the community at large. So, for us, it's going to bring in an audience that probably, a partial audience, or a lot of audience actually, that has never come out to see us before. Another aspect is lots of people are afraid of opera. So as a high school student myself, before I even started taking lessons, what is that? I don't want to do that. So we have a really strong, Muscle Shoals and the Shoals area has a really strong support system with music. And I think I want opera to be a part of that. So I wanted to include more things that would make it, I guess, less scary and make, people connect to it more so that they understand how it can make them feel.
Yeah, so I think actually that there's another thing that I think can benefit from, kind of these cooperative projects. Say the cinematic arts department and the theater department work together. That can prepare those who want to act in movies and TV shows. Yep. That can be a big stepping stone to help them prepare for what they're going to experience in the future.
Yep.
Instead of, performing only in front of people and not having the practice in front of cameras, because I know just filming this podcast is a lot different than just being in front of people and being in front of a camera.
Yeah. It's very relevant to, we try to, our program tries to prepare our students to, you're never going to just be hired to only do one thing for the rest of your life.
Yes. Very
so right. Diversifying and understanding many arts needs and different ways that you can collaborate with people really helps to open up your job field and actually creates more interest, you know, for yourself, that like things are always changing and artists are always changing and looking for new ways to diversify. So I hope that this does that for them and, you know, helps our community understand it too.
Okay, so knowing that these, you know, collaborations are possible within, you know, the college, do you think that maybe more upcoming students will be kind of attracted to come be a part of the School of the Arts, or even like students who are already enrolled in the university and don't know, like are undecided, do you think this might attract them to come and be part of the School of the Arts?
I think any time that anybody sees a group of people like coming together and working together for a common goal, I think it's always attractive, and I think the arts itself is already an attraction. There's definitely an entertainment aspect to what we do. So I think if they see, it's not that we didn't get along before, it's just that we didn't utilize each other, we didn't have the avenue to make it easier for us to collaborate in that way. So I definitely think it'll bring more attention to that, like, oh, wow. Like, I can't even tell you how many times I get throughout the area, even from area high schools, that, like, oh, UNA has an opera program, or UNA does, like, theater, or, you know, like, they didn't know. And I'm like, what? I've been here for 9 years. So, you know, anything I think that really, so I really hope that the community comes out to see, especially those who are interested in the different kinds of arts, to see what else is happening at UNA, because it's, the fine arts are really kind of amazing here. The faculty is amazing.
Oh, so. Yes, very much.
Yeah.
Yeah. So on the subject of the actual opera production, Starry Night, can you tell us a little bit about the show and, like, what's the story behind it? And also, since, like, there's so many different departments in this collaboration, like, what are they doing for the show?
Sure. I think at first, you know, we started out, we haven't done the opera program itself. We haven't done a sort of a scenes program since we first came here. And so we've been real heavy with large productions every semester with orchestra, and have really worked hard to build to this point. And Dr. Brown and I were really sort of racking our brain about, you know, what can we do that will sort of break the borders that we have, not that we have made for ourselves, but that, you know, not just a stage production. That can say and mean something else rather than just one particular storyline. So what we have is 10 to 12 pieces. Some of them are just orchestral, and some of them, most of them are operatic in nature. Some of them are duets. We do have one musical theater piece by Jason Robert Brown. But I think it just sort of like fell in place. Some of the things, so I had, you know, thinking appropriate repertoire for our students. They range from 18 to 25. So obviously an 18-year-old can't sing the same thing as a 25-year-old. So I start off thinking about repertoire, about what would be really great and what would be really useful for my students. So, you know, maybe a starting point would be a young tenor that we have, Dylan Haynes. Is been working on Lonely House. It's an opera aria / musical theater piece. It's kind of bridges both sides from Street Scene by Kurt Vile. And so we have that. And then from our maybe a 24-year-old Jessica Rice, who's getting ready to audition for grad school, you know, what would be another useful aria for her? Song to the Moon by Dvorak. From Ruzalka. So then we sort of have these two, you know, Song to the Moon is obviously about the moon and about nighttime. And then Lonely House is set in New York City at nighttime, a young man sort of walking the street saying, I can feel so lonely at night. You know, there's all these people here and so much going on, but still not be able to talk to someone. So we started off with those sorts of things and then building, and not all of them particularly have to do with night. Most of them do. Some of them are like showstoppery, but, and then it came, rolled out of that, came like the beginning of a title, A Night Under the Stars. And then later when we started incorporating more of the art, and getting agreement from photography and cinematic arts and fashion merchandising that, like, oh, well, if we're going to go with art, why don't I just call it Starry Night? Like, take the whole Van Gogh.
Yes.
So that kind of has this collaborative title with it. So that's sort of where it goes. It doesn't have, like, not like an opera or a musical or even a play. It doesn't have a continuous. So we've sort of paced different things. As far as a female voice, a male voice, tempo, if something's fast or slow. Now, as far as the participation from the other areas, so cinematic arts and photography, so they're just providing, there'll be three screens up, and some of them will be playing simultaneously, so some photography and some cinematic art stuff that will be. And we're in the process of selecting which one goes where. So I sent out a file that had, you know, sound files of all of, you know, everything that we were doing. And they picked, and some of them asked me to assign songs to their particular classes. And they, whatever it was that inspired them, so they can have images or moving, you know, images, yeah. Film. That accompany that. So that will be running on projectors while each performer sings or while the orchestra plays. So I think that answered all of that.
Yeah, definitely.
So while we're on the topic of all these different parts that are part of it, this production also includes the Huntsville Youth Orchestra, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how do you think this kind of can open a door for their vision, for like a young orchestra's like vision?
I think if you're looking at sort of, well, the importance of arts, of the arts in youth, it's, I'm kind of speechless about it, it's a way for people to communicate. And to feel like they can be themselves. I say this to our students a lot when I'm encouraging them to find independence in what they, you know, what kind of artist they want to be. You know, they spend, you know, you spend your whole life, you know, 18 years or whatever, doing whatever your teacher asks you, whatever your parents ask you. And so it's hard, you know, stepping into an artistic role, mm-hmm. When you have gained a little independence in college, to you just want to please your teacher. And what all of us are teaching here are, we want to hear what you have to say. And so I feel like the importance of the stepping of, so we have these youth, and then we have our students who are at the next level showing them that, and then the faculty who have gone through that process also contributing to that. So I feel like it creates this, you know, huge understanding and communication in this teaching moment, mm-hmm. within our ensemble in general, and hopefully that is communicated outward to our audience. Mm-hmm. So that's sort of my grand theme about, you know, hoping that that communicates that to our audience. Mm-hmm. I did forget, I'm sorry, I did forget to mention fashion merchandising, what I had asked them to do. So they're creating, there is a class that has an assignment that creates fashion or costumes or designs from non-fabric materials. So what we've asked is, mm-hmm. that they collaborate or speak with the person that is assigned to sing that music So I've gotten questions about, you know, my musical journey, about, you know, my input, about what the character is about. And I'm super excited to see what they, how they incorporate all of those things. And that will be on the outside of Norton on the lobby, on the left-hand side, with a screen that talks about their process. So
that's awesome.
I'm sorry. So let me interrupt you.
So for the youth orchestra, do you know the range for that, like the ages that it's usually in?
You know, I don't. You know, Dr. Brown probably would know that better because he's going to be actually be in front of them. I would guess anywhere from like a middle school age to high school. So I think that is an awesome undertaking for that, for any area. But that they've, I think last year they did part of the last movement of Beethoven 9. And so they're learning all of these really great and being exposed to all this really great music with like artists who are in different stages, including themselves, of their process. So
yeah, most definitely. And that's always, you know, one thing that we like to do in the School of the Arts, and of course you know that we like to, you know, tailor especially this podcast and what we do to the youth, so that, because it is important that you, that people get exposed to the arts at an early age, because you know, it just frees you and it just lets you be able to express yourself. So the show is on March 8th, right?
Correct. The one at UNA, correct.
And it's one night.
The one that has all of the elements for the art is one night. That will be on Friday only. And then there is a Sunday performance in Huntsville, but that will only be with orchestra and the performers. There won't be any of the visual effects.
And that's at 7:30, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Well, make sure that y'all come out and see it. I mean, it's very different. It's our first collaboration, and so it'll be a lot of fun, and you'll be able to see what our School of the Arts and what we're doing. And so make sure that you come out and see it, because they've been working really hard for it.
Yeah, it's really great to be able to start, you know, all these collaborations, and I really see it going, you know, getting higher and higher up on, you know, every collaboration that we can do. So, I mean, definitely go check it out and support it. And, you know, if you're in another arts program, start another collaboration.
Oh, yeah, definitely communicate, because that'll be really great. But we really appreciate that you decided to come on the podcast to talk about this, because this is very important for the School of the Arts. And so, yeah, we just wanted to thank you for coming.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I feel honored to be asked.
Yeah, well, so this has been a really, really good episode, actually. But if you guys will, go follow us on our social medias. I'm sure we'll link them with this podcast somewhere. check us out on YouTube if you're listening. And, you know, go check out the audio version if you're watching. Give us support. But thank you for watching or listening. And we'll see you guys in the next episode.
This podcast has been brought to you by UNA School of the Arts, produced by Mark Gallegos and Lainey Green. Special thanks to Monica Collier and the SOTA staff.